Un ho capito se può capire. Mira Sharma, N-E-E-R-A, Mira, Basram Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, S-H-A-R-M-A, Mira, N-E-E-R-A, Mira, Sharma, date of birth, October 15, 1959, date of service, March 25, 2024, process, colonoscopy, hospital, Sikkim, reference, position, Dr. Niral Patel, N-I-R-A-L, Mira, last name is Patel, P-A-T-E-L, process, colonoscopy, Sikkim, indication, screening for colon cancer, history of adenomatous colon polyp, form for polyp surveillance, period, descriptive, early, bit of condom, ball, period, withdrawal time was over 6 minutes, the paragraph findings, rare, rare, diverticular liver noted, period, otherwise, anomalous colonoscopy, Sikkim, as paragraph plan, hypobedent, public surveillance, needed next number, surveillance, colonoscopy, after 5 years, end of dictation. How are you doing, James? Doing all right?
Hey, I'm recovering.
Good. So, have you been taking the pill, the omeprazole?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yes.
Or did you
However,
some? Yeah.
Over the past year, I've noticed when I'm sleeping that I'm having more problems. A month ago, I've been using two pillows to keep me up. And that has helped, because prior to that, I was taking a lot of the
Mylanta
and acids.
Okay.
And Mylanta stuff.
Yeah. So you're taking omeprazole once a day?
I believe it's 40 milligrams SID, yes.
And you take it before breakfast?
No, I'm taking it at night.
Okay. So it looks...
You found something.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty ugly, actually. Look at the... This is the lower end of the stuff figures.
Yeah.
This is how it should be, nice and pink and healthy. And this
it
is
should be the whitish color.
Yeah, white, light pink, like towards this
all
side.
All the way around.
Yeah, this it should be like this throughout. So what you see is this jagged edges, like something, like literally acid.
Eating into
yeah, exactly. That's the word. So that's an ulcer. So acid from here. From below, that's the stomach. That's the black hole is opening into the stomach. So acid from below is coming up into your esophagus
and spraying up,
and then it's eating away the lining of the food pipe. So, so it's potentially, down the road, this can bleed or get worse, make a big through and perforate or.
Well, I'm worried about
cancer too. Yeah. So I took some biopsies from here. Just to make sure there's nothing precancerous and all, but I think we should switch the omeprazole to twice a day.
80?
We can do 20. Actually, you have 40s at home?
Yeah.
Do you have 40s? Okay. Let's do 40 in the morning before breakfast, 40 in the night before dinner.
I think you or your team have told me to take the omeprazole in the morning. And I have not been doing it. Is it important to take it in the morning?
With this,
it's important.
This is BID.
This is BID, yeah. Okay. So eventually we'll cut it down to once a day, and that will be either in the morning or at night. We'll talk about that later. But right now...
It will cut it down to once a day, continue with the 40 milligrams. Will it be an increase in dosage?
We'll talk about that. We'll have to check again after a couple of months to make sure this all healed. So for 2 months, it's going to be omeprazole 40 before breakfast, 40 before dinner, and a new pill called famotidine, 20 milligrams at bedtime.
I think I have that.
Good.
It's
Zantac. Now it's called Pepcid. So I'll give you a script for both.
Sure.
Do you need a script for 40, or do you have enough of those?
I actually have to pick it up at CVS.
Take it twice a day, you won't run out, right?
Script just, no, I will. I'll get Dr. Shaw.
Okay.
Do you talk to him, or do you...
I'll send him a report about what I saw and what the plan is.
You can write me the script, I guess.
Okay. I can give a script today, no big deal.
Okay.
So, omeprazole 40 before breakfast, 40 before dinner, Pepcid 20 milligrams before going to bed, and 2 months, we'll check again to make sure it's all good.
ETV 2
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We want to... Oh, 100,000%. This is really ugly.
Okay.
So I really want this to be, like, next time you come, I want it to look like this. Because this is potentially mold, perforation, cancerous, precancerous, all the bad things happen here.
And this is, you took the biopsy from here?
I took biopsies all over here, everywhere, surrounding. So if there's anything starting off, we'll know. We'll talk about it. The follow. You have an appointment, right? Let's follow up.
Okay.
Do you have an appointment, like a televisit?
Not yet, but I think we'll have to get one.
You can do a televisit. You don't have to come in. Go with the biopsy results. But this is the plan, to do the double and then follow up.
Well, okay, so has it been three? I think it's been 3 years since I originally did the EGD.
Is a 3 year normal?
2 years would be fine.
For with my GERD, does it need to be done more frequently?
If it's depends on what it looks like after 2 months. If it looks like everything is really back to normal, nice and things and heals really well, then it could go 3 years. But if it still looks a little bit shaky and not.
Okay.
Not well healed, then maybe you'll go after a year or two.
Okay. But from the original diagnosis, normal
three years.
Is every
yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, based on what I saw
originally,
21,
on the
2021,
first.
It's Barrett's grade B esophagitis. So 3 years is standard.
Okay.
For follow up.
Okay.
So, anytime symptoms break through on omeprazole, you start needing to take antacids, that's the time to get a look.
Yeah, and I was.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times where I think I had accidentally almost inhaled it. I thought it was that's very painful.
And then more than pillows, bed blocks would help. Like the pillows just bend your neck.
Uh-huh.
So they don't do anything to your acid. To get bed blocks on Amazon or really like 4-5 inch
or
blocks.
Wedges or something?
Bed mattresses are more expensive. Bed blocks are cheaper. They're like so it's a little bits like this.
Okay.
Like this, and then they go under the head end of the bed.
So the bed block.
Yes.
Okay.
It goes up like.
I just told my client that we may need to get split kings, whereas me with adjustable.
Yeah.
And go up and down.
Yeah. And that's expensive. That's going to be super expensive. These are like $10. So temporarily, just for till this heals, you can put a block under the head end of the bed, and just 4-5 inches, she won't even notice a difference. You get used to it. It's not like you're going to sleep like this. She just goes up a little bit.
That and prevent me from having to use two pillows. That would be great.
Yeah, pillows won't really help. They just kind of in the night they slip and then
it ends up
tending the neck. What you need is a chest. To go above the abdomen, even a little bit, so gravity is on your side and acid won't come up.
Okay.
So that's important thing. And then sometimes sleeping on your left side helps as a
absolutely.
Post.
I know that has made it.
Because the stomach is more, has more capacity on the left side.
Yeah.
So these two things, the pills, and then 2 months we'll check. Hopefully everything should.
Am I going to be on the peptide from here going forward?
Depends on what we find after 2 months.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Right now the goal is to hit it really hard, so all that comes back to
okay.
Normal.
All right. Thank you.
I'm sure my pleasure.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah.
I'll have the script out for you next time. We'll call you. My office will call you on Monday, all right?
Thank you.
Of course.
Going to this is
here.
I have a script for him.